from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Israel and Jordan reportedly agree to reduce tensions. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says Israel and Jordan have agreed on specific steps to help reduce violence and spiraling unrest between Israelis and Palestinians, including video monitoring at Jerusalem's most sacred site, known to Jews as the Temple Mount and to Muslims as Haram al-Sharif. Secretary Kerry spoke in Amman, Jordan.
Israel will continue to enforce its longstanding policy on religious worship at the Temple Mount, Haram al-Sharif, including the fundamental fact that it is Muslims who pray on the Temple Mount, Haram al-Sharif, and non-Muslims who visit.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that he welcomes cooperation to secure the area. The Jordanian foreign minister said the issues are complex, but that the parties involved could overcome what may be perceived as insurmountable difficulties. While talks to quell the unrest are underway, the broader talks aimed at establishing a Palestinian state alongside Israel remain stalled. Russia has expressed its support for elections in Syria and says it is ready to help Western-backed Free Syrian Army rebels. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says Moscow wants Syria to prepare for parliamentary and presidential elections, and he indicated his government will take firm action if necessary to move that process forward. He was speaking on Russian state television on Saturday. He said the Kremlin is intensifying its drive to convert its increased clout with Damascus into political settlement. This is VOA News. Voters in Tanzania are going to the polls today to elect a new president and parliament in what is expected to be a tight race in the East African country. The longtime ruling CCM party is facing increasing pressure to speed up the country's development and tackle its persistent poverty rate. But analysts still predict a victory for CCM. More than 140 international poll observer missions are in the country to monitor the balloting. A senior U.S. diplomat visiting the Democratic Republic of Congo has urged the government there to take concrete steps to prepare for future elections. Nick Long reports on the remarks of Sarah Sewell, a U.S. Undersecretary of State.
Sarah Sewell was wrapping up a week-long visit to the DRC, which she said focused on two key issues, elections and cooperation between the Congolese army and the UN mission here, known as MONUSCO. The American diplomat said there was a need to move forward with registering voters and with making and communicating preparations for ensuring security during the elections, and there was also a need to agree an electoral timetable. She called for a dialogue to settle electoral issues.
We believe that there is a need for a neutral forum for discussion to make progress with the principle of upholding the Constitution and anticipating the peaceful transition of power.
Opposition parties have rejected previous government offers of dialogue because they say it would be dedicated to reaching a deal allowing President Joseph Kabila to extend his rule beyond his constitutional two-term limit. Nick Long for VOA News, Goma.
Ivory Coast is holding the first round of a presidential election today. The current president, widely expected to win, says he wants a first-round knockout victory. Six candidates are challenging the 73-year-old president. Storm systems that brought enough rain to the southern U.S. state of Texas to lift a freight train off the tracks flooded the region with even more rain today, as authorities asked people there to be patient. The storms include what is left of Hurricane Patricia, which made landfall Friday on Mexico's west coast before moving across the country and spreading its rains into Texas. The focus today is along the state's Gulf Coast. Areas near Houston received up to 20 centimeters of rain Saturday, and forecasters warned of flooding with the potential for another 10 centimeters before dry weather moves in on Monday. Pope Francis says a strongly divided gathering of bishops called to soften church doctrine on divorce, unmarried couples, and homosexuals laid bare what he called the closed hearts, which frequently hide behind the church's teachings and good intentions. The pontiff's forceful critique of ultra-conservative bishops came Saturday at the Vatican at the close of a three-week synod that saw conservatives resist papal calls to make the church more welcoming. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.